It's Morning Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Atlanta's new police chief, Erica Shields, just finished her third month in the top job, but she is a 22-year veteran of the Atlanta force. Chief Shields was in the WABE studios yesterday, hours before Gwinnett County fired two of its officers for what it says was excessive force on a man they'd pulled over. Also, hours before a shooting incident on a MARTA train in which one man was killed and three other people wounded. We had just spoken about violent crime and excessive force investigations, both of which are among the priorities for Chief Shields.
For me, the number one priority is to reduce violent crime. 2016 ended well. We were down 3%, down 27% since Mayor Reed took office. But we were also very aware that communities did not feel safe, and they really had no interest in hearing about numbers or data. And one of the reasons they didn't feel safe is because we had had a marked increase in homicides, unfortunately. So my priority and my number one task, and what I'm tasking the department to do, is we are going to target and we are going to reduce the level of violence that is occurring in this city.
And you told the city council at one point that the city had not had a homicide in 4 weeks when a teenager had been killed in Edgewood a few days before that, although it was not classified as a homicide. Do you have any regrets about saying that at the time?
No, because I believe that the viewing public is smarter than that, and that if we're talking about a homicide, they know exactly what I'm referring to. Homicide and murder are used interchangeably. What we had is the teenager you referred to was a felon killed by a citizen, an individual, unfortunately, with a long criminal history, and it caught up with him. And someone fought back and killed him. Doesn't make it okay, it doesn't make it better, but it does not qualify as a homicide slash murder under UCR reporting guidelines, which are the FBI guidelines that we have to follow.
What would you say to somebody, though, who says, okay, understand your definition, but there was still violence involved?
Oh, yes.
And someone might say, well, you're using the definition perhaps to make the problem seem less serious or less widespread than it is.
No, not at all. Listen, we have to follow the standards put before us by the FBI. And I'm in no way diminishing the significance of that killing or any less concerned about the violence in that area. Not at all. In fact, it totally ticked me off because that's an area we've had trouble with. I've been pounding away at trying to get the property managers, owners, to step it up. So no, it's not okay. And these folks that are operating these businesses, these apartment complexes with complete disregard to the communities that they reside in, need to be held accountable. And I'm not backing off that. But I was asked a question, an innocent question about, it was an innocent exchange with city council, and by no means was I trying to, and I was just answering it without any thought that there was media in the room, not realizing that that was going to become the takeaway from the conversation. So, you know, I don't know what to tell you about the media.
On the use of force.
Mm-hmm.
The GBI is investigating the January 26th shooting death of DeAndre Phillips, who was killed in a confrontation with an Atlanta officer. Now, surveillance video appears to contradict the officer's account that he was in danger because at the time he was hanging out of DeAndre Phillips's car. Have you had a chance to check the story that the officer told versus the story that appears to be told by the surveillance video?
Well, first off, the comment about the officer hanging out of the car was attributed all along to the officer, and yet the officer at no point had given a statement that I'm aware of at that time. Our officers are instructed not to provide a statement for this very reason at the time of an incident. So I believe that was third person after going through several people, the version that went out. So I don't know if the officer said that night or if that was what the fallout was. I don't know. Have I had a chance to see his official statement that he has provided to the GBI? No, I have not. When I last checked in with them, the investigation was still active.
You've been at this a long time.
Mm-hmm.
In the department, have you run into any kind of pattern of some officers? I want to be careful here.
Mm-hmm.
Some officers simply not telling the truth about what happens after it happens.
We employ 2,500 people, 2,000 officers. Do people lie? They lie in every industry. I'd be a fool to think that at some point along the way, some folks haven't lied.
Do you think that that is a problem, though, in the use of force?
I think that by and large, no. I will tell you, when I worked internal affairs in 2006 or 2007, there were a couple of people. I mean, you hear get a number of complaints, but there were a couple of people that you knew that they were just never quite being truthful. And the difficulty was, at that time, body cameras weren't even in the discussion. And so it was your word against my word, and that's it. And it made it impossible to sustain the complaint.
How close are the district attorney's office and the GBI and your department to agreeing on a protocol about when to release videos of police-involved shootings? Because I know there's been a lot of negotiation among all of those parties.
To think that we're going to be able to come to a timeline that's identifiable is not realistic, because I don't think that you can put it in black and white that every situation will be different. My concern is, if there's a particularly volatile shoot incident that's created a lot of concern in the community, similar to what we recently had, mm-hmm. I think it's really important to get that video out there as soon as possible. But at the end of the day, it's my understanding, and I could be wrong, but my understanding is that it is the district attorney's decision, and I would have to respect that. I just hope that we're not – I hope that I don't find us in a place where we're disagreeing too strongly on a timeline.
Atlanta Police Chief Erica Shields. Chief Shields, you've been very generous with your time. We really appreciate your coming in and spending this time with us.
No, this is great. I've enjoyed it. Thank you.